It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meantime, in Baltimore,
0 for 18, 14 strikeouts. Nobody wants to go through this. He's working pregame to try to change something up, get a feel.
Swing and a miss. Down he goes again. 0 for 19 with 15 strikeouts. It boggles the mind, frankly.
And that was on Nesson. Yes, it does. That was Rafael Devers. Red Sox lost to the Orioles 8-5. Devers 0 for 3. Three more Ks on the season. Continues to bat 0.
Jerry. Forked up, man.
Yeah, I got to get that for you, that clip. Here's Alex Cora.
Papelbon. What word did he use, actually?
It was something about a pig, and I will get it for you for next hour.
Something about a pig.
A pig squeals or something.
I mean, the amazing
they
thing
trim the
is,
fat,
is,
the pig squeals.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Gotcha.
This was Alex Cora post-game. How do you deal with Devers? Do you talk to him? Do you just leave it alone?
All of the above.
Yeah. It's like kids, right? Like sometimes you leave him alone so they can think about it. Others, you know, you call him to the office. Sometimes we eat or, you know, have a drink or something like that.
Well, whatever. You got to try and figure it out.
You got the radio or the TV analyst calling him a pig. You got the manager calling him a child. He's 0 for 19 with 15 strikeouts. I mean, this is, he's gone. See you later.
I think they're paying him until like 2090.
What?
A lot of deferred money.
Yeah.
Does that say 2043?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, 2043. So starting in 2034, he'll make $7.5 million a year for 10 years.
And if he was 15 for 19 with 12 home runs, his agent would be in looking for a raise.
Yep.
God forbid the team says, you suck, we want some money back.
Yeah, that's a tough deal, man. He's going through a tough deal, but you know, he did the deal with the previous administration, and now all of a sudden they want to move him. And it's obviously had an adverse effect on him. I'll go to my grave thinking that.
But remember, Alex Cora was there through it all. So different GMs, but the manager is still there.
Let's go to Kevin in New Jersey. Kevin, what's happening?
Hey, nothing. What's going on, Booms? I just wanted to ask Jerry how long he's lived in New Jersey for.
Not down by Jackson, but a long time.
Oh, come on. Dude, it's super close.
Dude.
In and out.
Jackson's huge. I didn't know what part of Jackson it was in.
You were making it sound, you said all the way west, like you were going to Trenton for dinner.
Well, southwest.
Oh, my God. You okay?
To be fair, I thought it was by Great Adventure.
Dude, it's still not even that far.
Great Adventure? I would still think Great Adventure's got to be 35, 40 minutes from the beach, no?
No, like maybe 30.
All right.
You make it sound like I said it's 3.5 hours away. 30 minutes to 40 minutes. That's all. I was just thinking about dinner with these guys. That's all I was thinking about.
What time are we taking off that day? Noon? Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, yeah, noon. They have a little bite to eat before.
Yeah, we'll get down there.
They got 27 holes.
11 something.
Oh, we could definitely have an emergency not going to dinner.
Have a dinner at 9 o'clock, guys.
Yeah, we could have an emergency night.
Well, I mean, you know, I love the dinner with the guys, but if it ends up going late, you know, then...
Hey, too bad. We're playing 9 more. You love golf more.
It's true.
Yes, you are like a psycho.
I know. I'm the one who wants to keep going, keep going, keep going, and yes. No one wants to do it. So if you want to do it, I'll freaking do it. You know?
Speed golf, 54 holes in 6 hours.
Wait till you see this place, man. You will be
woo. What else? Just real quick with the baseball, and we'll have more coming up later. You had the Dodgers beat the Braves. Notable as Atlanta's now 0-5 as they lost 6-1.
The Dodgers
and the Dodgers are 6-0. They're 6-0. Yes, and the Cubs did play that game against the A's in Sacramento. They had the press conference in a storage shed, which it looks. That's true. I mean, yeah, unless I'm April 1st thing,
awesome.
It looked real.
How many people showed up?
There were probably, I saw the one photo before it started. They had the chair set up. I don't know how many people actually attended.
So you got that's the capital of California. You got the Kings there. And you would think that there's a fan base of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, the place was full. I mean, it's a minor league stadium, but it was full.
They get to go watch Major League Baseball.
It was full. So they then lost 18-3. The A's lost to the Cubs.
Oh, my God.
Carson Kelly hit for the cycle for Chicago. We'll get to that coming up later. I'll just give you one from Jameis Winston. He did meet the media on a Zoom yesterday for the Giants in terms of coming to the Giants and trying to get back to having this franchise be a good team.
For me, in the NFL, it's required for this organization to start winning. You know, so we can have more giggles, more laughter, more fun.
More
in this
giggles,
building.
Laughter.
Like, we in the biggest city of the world, we shouldn't.
Giggles, laughter, and fun. So that's what he brings.
Heard a lot of Big Apple from him yesterday.
He did.
Throwing out there.
Yes.
You got Russell Wilson saying the great Bambino. You got Jameis going Big Apple there, pulling out all the stuff.
Exit 16-0, you guys.
Yes,
understood.
I wonder if Joe Shane or Brian Daboll, when they hear those guys talk and say what they do or put out on X what they do.
Yeah.
Like, what did we do? What did we just do?
And lastly, because we had the owner of the Diamondbacks just trashing Jordan Montgomery, as we know. And I'm not saying he's trashing him here, but this is Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner with Deshaun Watson.
Let's address the elephant in the room. You know, we took a big swing and miss with Deshaun. We thought we had the quarterback. We didn't. And we gave up a lot of draft picks to get him. So we've got to dig ourselves out of that hole. The Deshaun Watson was an entire organization decision, and it ends with D&I. So, you know, hold us accountable.
All right, so how do we hold them accountable?
You sell the team. Words. You don't. No one's holding anybody accountable.
Well, the question is, are they going to hold on to Deshaun Watson and they're going to let him go? I mean, you know, you have the owner come out and say what he's saying, and Deshaun's going through rehab right now with a knee injury. Might as well just cut your losses and move on, but you can't because
he re-tore his Achilles is what he's doing. What happened?
He re-tore it again. Okay.
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't think he gives two craps about any of this.
Yeah, I don't think they can't cut him because of the cap consequences.
Like, you see all this stuff. He's getting married. I saw some Rolex thing this morning his brother gave him or something. I don't think he cares at all about his public image or anything that went on. He's getting paid handsomely. He doesn't have to do jack for it, and he's just living his life. And if I was a part of that Browns organization, I'd be sick to my stomach about it. And a fan, too, by the way.
Nets beat the Mavericks 113-109. Knicks and Sixers tonight. UConn beat USC 78-64. So the Lady Huskies into the Final Four for a record 24th time.
No Juju Watkins for USC.
Right.
They caught him at the right time. But Devils, Paige Beckers went off.
31 points. Oof. Devils beat the Wild in a shootout 3-2. Islanders and Lightning tonight.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
I didn't say cock.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal.
It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.